Today's Shir Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Kuf Tes Vov Amud Aleph, and we are still in Siman Pei Gimel, which deals again still with some of the halachos of a bathroom and saying Kriyashma or other Dvarim Shebekdusha. And we begin Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Hizmino Lebeis Hakise. If a person designated a room that he's building in his house or in other location to be a bathroom, but it hasn't yet been used as a bathroom. So this is something called hazmona. And the Gemara has a famous question, hazmona, designation of something, milsahi or lav milsahi. Does a designation of something mean that that's what it is already and we halachically view it as that? Or does it have to be utilized in that function? We had this discussion as well when we were talking about a tefillin bag, a tefillin zekel. Do we say that once it's designated as such, it already has that status and it can't be used for any other type of a lower Kedusha? We had that whole discussion there in regards to a tefillin bag, and here we have the same type of discussion, hazmona milsi, hazmona lav milsi. So the Mechaber paskins, hizminu lebeis hakise, if you did designate it to be a bathroom, but adayin lo nishtamishbo, it wasn't yet used, it doesn't have the halachic status of being a bathroom, and therefore mutu likros kenegdo, one can still read right opposite it, kriyashma. However, avolo besocha, but one should not read kriyashma inside this to-be future used as a bathroom, even though it hasn't been used yet as a bathroom. Mr. Burin Sivkot and Vav writes, avol in nishtamishbo, afilo rak pamachas, if it was used even one time as a bathroom, in this bathroom that's designated to be a bathroom, then to yesh olav shein beis hakise yoshan l'chol dinov, then it has the status of being a used bathroom, even though it's only used once, in regards to all the dinim that we're going to discuss over here, it has that halachic status. Why? Kivin d'hayosham hazmana umaisa, because it had both requirements. It was designated to be a bathroom, and it was used as a bathroom, albeit it was even only used once. Dirshu footnote number 17 points out, this is only if it's your own property. Davke mishtamish b'shal atzmo. However, avolim also besakise b'kaka shol chaveru b'gzela, if you took somebody else's property without permission, you stole that property, so the Chazon Ish writes, omnon he'ofor ha'mezuham nechshav l'graf, so the dirtied dirt that you urinated into or you defecated into has the halachic status, obviously, of being a waste, but also likro b'fonav, and you can't read in front of that. However, but in the surrounding environ, which was technically not a bathroom, it was utilized by you as a bathroom, but it's not a bathroom, as long as you cover up the tzoa, or you turn it away, the dirt over there that is dirty, then you can use the rest of that area to read even Kriyashma, and you can't make somebody else's room a bathroom. Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, Vimlo hayosham hazmona, if you didn't designate it as a bathroom, v'rak b'mikra nifnusham, but one time a person went to his backyard and he defecated in that area over there, so then, achar kach pinu mimenu hatzor, once you remove the tzor from that place, and v'gam ein boreach ra, and obviously there's no odor left over there, there's no bad smell, so then, nir alid, the Mishnah Berurah says, the Chafetz Chaim writes, it appears to me, dein olav shem besakise klal, it doesn't have the status of being a bathroom, umutur afilu besocho, and then one would even be allowed to read kriyashma in the middle of that area. Even though there are mechitzas around it, it's not considered halachically a bathroom. And he says, this in fact is the psak, v'chein motzasi b'sefer yivaser tov. He found this in the sefer called yivaser tov. And he says, further for details, look in the bir halacha. In the bir halacha, the Chafetz Chaim writes, l'chora ba'inar shehei hazmona liyolam. Technically, it should be a designation that this is going to be a permanent bathroom forever. Abol hazmona l'fisha, if you're just using it for a short period of time, technically that shouldn't be considered hazmona. However, he says this could be pushed aside, abol yesh l'dchos, and he says, v'kan halo al koponim osim ederbonim, but nevertheless it would still be osim ederbonim, and he says, al karachoch mishum debizoyin hu likro kriyashma l'uspala b'mokum sheniskar olof shei moz kazeh, and since it was used in this fashion, it's disgusting, it's disparaging to daven in such a place, and therefore, imkein efshar du adin afilu behizmino l'fisha nami hochi. And he says this would be the halacha even if it was utilized only one time, but it was designated for a bathroom, that would certainly make it into a full-time bathroom, that you shouldn't say Shema there. And he says, Tzarchiyim, but there is room. And then the rest of the bir halacha, he discusses back and forth a number of other scenarios over here, whether this halacha would apply. Bottom line is, if it was designated as a bathroom and used as a bathroom, then a halacha is treated as a bathroom. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Zayin writes, if it was designated as a bathroom but not used, we said you could read Kriyashma Kenegdo. So the Mishnah Berurah writes, Vafilu b'soch dalet amos, and even within dalet amos of the area where the bathroom is. However, he brings down in the name of the Prisha, one of the commentaries on the Torah, there are those that are more machmir and don't allow you to do it within Dalet Amos of the walls of this bathroom. Sivkot and Chesi writes, Kinegdo, outside the bathroom is not a problem, but not besocho, the Kaimalon, because we hold, as I've already mentioned, Hazmona Lav Milsi, Kidileo Basimim Membeis, as we discussed in the halachos previously, as I also discussed. The designation alone doesn't make it into a halachic status of being that item. But the rabbis added a restriction over here. If this place is designated as a bathroom, it's pasnished. It's inappropriate to go daven in this place, even though it hasn't been used yet as a bathroom. Because this is a terrible busha. This is a terrible denigration of the Kriyat Shema L'Tefila that would be said in such a room that will in the future be a bathroom. And he says, "Vafilu b'di'evet." Even after the fact, somebody read it there. Yemkor v'spalo b'socha. If he said Kriyat Shema or Shmon Esrei there, lo yotza. He brings down the name of the levush that you would have to repeat it because you wouldn't be yotze by reading such items, saying such items in a bathroom, even though it wasn't used as a bathroom. Just it was designated as being built as a bathroom. In Sivkot and Tess, he writes lo b'socha and not inside of it, as we just said. Da'ainu im osu amakum hu below mechitzos. That's talking here about where it doesn't have mechitzos around it. So ein osur rak osu amokum shehizmin, only the place that he designated as the bathroom, that place is osur. The makom hamoshav shehizmin humukav mechitzos, if that place is surrounded by mechitzos, so then osur ayde hazmona, this designation makes it osur, kol shetach hehekev shebesocha mechitzos, then the entire area that's surrounded by the mechitzos, not just where he defecated, would be osur. And he says furthermore, look in Sif Katan Zayin, where we just explained why this is so. But he adds, Avol mi b'chutz, outside the mechitzos, mutter b'samach lo. Then even right adjacent to these walls, one would be allowed to, even though we normally distance ourselves from a bathroom, from the walls even of the bathroom here, it wasn't yet used as a bathroom, so therefore you don't have to distance yourself from the walls. He brings down from the Berhetev, Dulahare b'divrei Torah mutter, to think divrei Torah in this area is permissible, even b'soch beis hakiseh achadosh, even in this newly designated bathroom, kishadayin lo nishtamishbo, as long as it hasn't been used yet as a bathroom, and this is also the opinion, v'chein kosav ha'el yirabah. The issue footnote number 19 points out that in a washroom, in a merchatz, in a bathhouse that's new, so even though it hasn't been used yet, one would be permitted to go read Shema or Shmon Esrei inside of that, and it's different than a beis hakiseh, which is more disgusting. A bathhouse is less of a degraded place than is a bathroom. However, ulavarach kineged cheder rochtzo shein bo shirutim, to go and make a bracha in a place where it just has a washing station and it doesn't have a bathroom inside there, so Rav Yashiv paskin yesh lahaka b'kach, that one can make a bracha in that washing station area outside the bathroom, as long as the shirutim, the bathroom itself, the facilities themselves, aren't in the area where you're washing. The Mishnah Berurah then continues and he writes, Upashut the habonim shabonim beis hakiseh, the builders that are building such a bathroom, so they're eating lunch maybe inside this bathroom that they're building, asum levaruch sham shum bracha mibifnim bimkom hamechitzos. They're not allowed to go, once they put up the mechitzos of this bathroom over here, to make any sort of a bracha inside this area that they're constructing as a bathroom. Vafilu ba'od shalom banu hamechitzos, and even before they put up the mechitzos, the kivan shohur sham lehem hamakom, since it's designated on the architectural designs where exactly the bathroom will be, they know exactly where it is. So that place has already been designated to be a bathroom for us, and they shouldn't, that's called besocho, they shouldn't make brachos inside the area that they're constructing this bathroom. Sif Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Omar, if a person just says, he designates a certain house, a certain apartment or area to be a bathroom, and then he says, V'omar, Abayis acher, about a different apartment, v'gam zeh, and this one also, so dinam shavus, and both of them have this status of being designated as being bathrooms. However, the imam, if he said al hasheni, about the second place, ubayis zeh, and this house, but he doesn't say v'gam zeh, v'lo amar v'gam zeh, then the second place, hari hasheni, sofek im hizmino lekach im lav. It's unclear what his designation was for the second one. He didn't say, and this one also, he just said, and this house. So what did he mean by that? Lefikach, we're not sure, and ain korin bo lechatchila. So lechatchila, don't go and read in that place. However, here in this situation, if he did read Kriyat Shema v'im korbo yotzo, he would be yotze b'di'evet. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Yud, because in this situation, d'shemo ritzono hayo l'sayim d'bayezeh yeletash misho b'yamo. He might have finished off his sentence, if he had finished it off, by saying, this house is to be used as a refrigeration area. This house is going to be used as a dining room. So whatever he was going to say about this, he never concluded that statement, and therefore it's not clear. El Shaposak, he stopped. Onimlach, he changed his mind. Velosim Dvarvin, he didn't finish off the words that this should also be a bathroom. He said, and this house shall
be something, but he didn't say what it was. Therefore, l'chachila, we go l'chumra and say, don't daven in it. But b'di'evet, if you did say shema daven in it, you don't have to repeat it. The issue footnote number 23 explains that the reason behind this is shetzarech shedibur yeborer. A person's language has to be clear. The ain dai lahazbin b'machshavto, and it's not enough what you're thinking. And Rav Shlomo Zalman explains as follows. This explanation is also brought down by Rav Chaim Kanievsky, l'havdu ben Chaim l'chaim, and he writes, based upon the Gemara in Nedarim, shemikevan shekola issa hurak mishum bizoyon kriyash meotvila. The whole issa over here is really just a bizoyon. It's an embarrassment, degradation of the Shema and the Shemone Esrei. Therefore, b'makum shizmino b'machshava ulai ein b'kach bizoyon. If he just really thought it out, he didn't actually state it, so then maybe there's no bizoyon in saying the Shema or the Shemone Esrei in such a house, even though he will eventually make it into a bathroom. Since he didn't state it was a bathroom yet, that's not even called the hazmana, and therefore there's no bizoyon even to say Shema or Shemone Esrei inside of it. So l'chatchila, we're concerned that maybe it is, but b'di'evet, we say it's not. Sif Dalet. The Mechaber writes, Beis HaKisei Shu B'Chafira. If somebody digs out an underground area where he's going to use it as a waste area for defecation, Upiv, and the opening to this underground pit, is Berichuk Arba Amos Minaguma. The way this is constructed is he digs into the ground, but he digs it on an angle. So the lip, or the top part over here, is actually a distance of several feet, several amos, arba amos, from where the actual end of the pit is. It's drawn or dug on a slant, and as a result, the opening where the person actually sits to defecate and where the excrement ends up going is a distance of four amos. The huasoi b'midron, it's built on a slant, b'inyan shahri'i, in a way that the excrement is misgalgel, it rolls, it goes, v'nofil miyad l'mirachok. So immediately after it's released from the person, it's already going to land far away from the person. So the person himself is not in the dalet amos of where the excrement will actually be. And likewise, v'chei meha reglayim, if urine is yardim miyad l'guma, you urinate into this pit, so the urine is going to slant down the incline over here and go to its resting place at the other end of the hole, which is far away. So we view this in halacha kisosum domi. We consider this as if the excrement is covered up by the dirt and umutulikrosbo. And one at the lip or at the area where the opening is allowed to read shema over there. Obviously, as long as there's no excrement or urine in that area there. Mishna Brura in Sifkot Nidalef writes, Pirush, he explains this, because we don't view the top area by the opening to the pit as being a bathroom, because that's not where the excrement is. And this is true whether there are mechitzas around it or not. That top area is not considered a bathroom because the excrement's not over there. The excrement has rolled down or has been essentially removed from the area where it comes out of the body, and therefore that technically in the upper part by the hole is not called the bathroom. This leads to the very important question, how is our modern bathroom facility viewed in halacha? And in Dirshu footnote number 24, he brings down a very interesting discussion. What about our bathrooms nowadays? So the Chazon Ish, Zatzal, was mistopic. He was unclear what the halacha should be. He wasn't sure if our bathrooms are similar to these bathrooms of the Parseum. That's the ones that were built on a slant, like we just said, that don't have the halacha as a beis hakisei, because the tzoa, the excrement, doesn't stay on the top, but it actually rolls or moved away to a distance. Or do we say that when we go to the bathroom in our modern toilets, the excrement, the urine, stays there until you flush the toilet? So there, for a while, the excrement is right where a person goes to the bathroom, and even though it's going to eventually be flushed away and moved far away, we view it right now as it being right there where the person himself is, and therefore that is called the bathroom. So the Chazon Ish was mistopic what the halach is, and he says in the Igros Moshe, as well as the Minchas Yitzchak, Dayan Weiss Zatzal, they paskin that one should be machmer, and our bathrooms today are in fact considered as bathrooms in halacha. And this is the opinion as well of Rav Yashiv Zatzal. If the door to the bathroom is open, so the Igros Moshe writes, as long as there's no foul smell over there, one would be permitted to say a bracha kineged the open bathroom. However, Rav Yashiv Zatzal disagrees, and he says one should be machmir and not make a bracha outside an open bathroom door. You should close the bathroom door. And this is obviously if there's no excrement there, and this is obviously if there's no foul odor. And that's in fact what the Mechaber then continues, and he says, all of this is true, imein bo reach ra, v'gam ein mashtinim bo chutz l'guma. This is true as long as there's no foul smell there, and as I mentioned, as long as there's no urine up on the top lip of the area of the pit. The Ramah then adds, hagah, however, avol, im mashtinim bohem l'fomim, if a person urinates in them at various times, Also, laharabem divrei Torah. Then one wouldn't even be allowed to think divrei Torah in that area, and kol shekein, and certainly not likros kriyashma, or to say other dvarim shebekdusha. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Nid Beis writes, what does he mean over here? Avolim mashtinim, wrote to Lomar, v'afilu b'shoa she'ein shom mei raglayim, even if right now there is no urine over there, and the ein b'ahem reyach ra, and there is no foul odor over there, nevertheless, you shouldn't say, even thinking of Torah, and certainly not say Kriyat Shema there, l'fi she'ein shom beis hakisei amokum zeh, because it does have the halachic status of being a beis hakisei, she'michutz l'guma she'mashtinim shom, because the area around the pit does have urine there sometimes. Then he brings down the Taz. Because of a Taz, the Mikom Makom leMechitzos beSakisi, as there ain't lehem din Mechitzos beSakisi leHachim mehem mikinegdon. However, if there's a Mechitz around this top area over here for privacy, so then the Mechitz itself would not have the status of being like the regular walls of a bathroom, which normally one shouldn't daven or say Dvarim Shekdusha right outside them. V'keinirali b'Sivim Katan Hey, and this is something that we had already discussed in Sivim Katan Hey, and there we said Daha b'Mei Raglayim ain't Issim in HaTorah. Urine doesn't have an Issim in HaTorah except Ela Kineged HaKiluach Levad, except when the stream actually comes out of the person. And V'Acha Shenofal Oretz Yisur Rak Midrabanan. Once it's on the ground, it only is Asim Midrabanan to say Kriyat Shema or to daven in its presence. The Ein Mechitzos Elu Nikron B'Shul Zeh Mechitzos Be'Zakise. And therefore, for urine alone, we don't say. If an area is only used for urination, we don't say that the mechitzos around it have the halachic status of being the mechitzos of Beis HaKisei. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, "V'nira da'osa namakom shenoagin lasos mokom yuchad lishtanos lakol." Places where they're used as a public urination area. V'yadua sha'osa namakomos masrichin mod, and they're very foul smelling because there are many people that go urinate over there. Gam al mechitzos seyem yesh bem din Beis HaKisei l'chol dinov. Then even the mechitzos have the halachic status of being a bathroom in regards to all the dinim of you can't daven right next to the walls of a bathroom. Dumya da'ovich omei raglayim, because it has the halachic status of like being a urinal, which has, as we've explained previously in Simen Pezayin, v'harbi poskim di surim in HaTorah. That actually is worse than the urine. The urinal itself has the halachic status midoraisa of not being allowed to daven in front of it. It's funny, the urine itself only is also midrabanan to daven against it. The urinal is different, or the chamber pot, or container that you have the feces in. Why? Since this urinal or the chamber pot is designated for feces or for urine, it's foul smelling especially, and much greater so, and it's actually stricter than the urine itself. And here too, the same thing would apply with the walls around a foul-smelling urination place. And he says further, look in Simon Ayin Tes, in the Prima Godim, the Daito de Mereglai Masriach is Rumin HaTorah. And in fact, the Prima Godim says that urine that is very foul-smelling is actually also Rumin HaTorah. Dishu footnote number 25 reminds us that we had learned early in Siman Ayin Zayin that urine that is so foul-smelling, whose osur is min HaTorah, then you can't be mevatel just with Revius Mayim. You can't just pour in a little bit of water and say, that's it, it's no longer osur min HaTorah. Elo tzorach shiyar ba'alei amayim kedei levatel es asircho. You have to add enough water that it no longer is foul-smelling. That concludes today's share.